This is a story entitled Train Ride. It is about a man and a wife on holiday and how they reached the point where they needed to go on this holiday. I hope you enjoy it. Jacob watched as the countryside slipped past his window. 3 hours is what she told him. It has already been 3.5. He looked across the compartment at her. She looked up from her magazine and gave him a smile. He smiled back and looked at his watch before returning his gaze to the window. How much longer, he thought. His eyes closed shut as the need to go to the bathroom became stronger. He had to hold it. He just had to. The urgent pulse of his bladder stopped, and he opened his eyes again and saw her looking at him over the top of the magazine. "Is everything all right, Jacob?" she said very softly. "Yes, love, everything is all right." He tried to sound reassuring, but he heard his voice crack just a little bit. She leaned forward, put a hand on his knee, and asked him one more time, "Jacob, is everything all right?" He could tell she wasn't going to give up so easily. She never did. He took a deep breath and said, "No, darling, I have to go to the bathroom." Flora moved over to sit by her husband. Taking his hand in hers, she stroked the back of it. "You know, Jacob, you can go if you must, but then I will have to do that thing that you hate." Flora tried not to smile, tried to show concern as she said those words. Instead of a look of concern, she had a look of glee. For years, Jacob had been the one to control everything. Not letting her go out, not letting her spend any money, not letting her do what she wanted. Then, that day, that wonderful, wonderful day, that she was told to clean out the attic. That is where she discovered his secret. The chest sat at the top of the stairs, blocking Flora's way. She did not remember it being there before. Furthermore, when she tried to move it, the sheer weight made it impossible to do so. "What on earth could he have in here?" she thought to herself. She tried to pull it open, but it was locked. He was hiding something, and she was bound and determined to find out just what. Her hands were a bit sweaty as she reached for the old toolbox he kept up there. She grabbed the small saw and began to cut away at the leather straps that were holding the trunk closed. Her brain was screaming not to cut, because she wouldn't be able to close it back up the way she found it. But she also knew there was something in there, and she needed to see it. The leather straps fell to the floor around the chest. For a few moments, she just sat there looking at it. Then, with shaking hands, she opened it. Her mind raced. She could feel her heart beat hard and strong in her jugular vein. This couldn't be. It simply couldn't. Shaking, she forced her hands into the chest. She could hear them brushing against the bottom. Nothing. There was nothing in here. She sat back and almost started to cry. She would get caught for sure now. Flora remembered something. The chest had been too heavy to move. Why was it so heavy if it was empty? Regaining her composure, her hands went to the handles on the side, and she pulled the chest back. It moved easily. Was she just imagining the heft? No, it didn't move the first time. She couldn't pick it up no matter how hard she tried. Her gaze fell upon the straps that were once holding the chest shut. Then mentally, she traced the very far one that was on the left side of the chest. She saw it. The nail. A nail had worked its way into the leather, holding the chest down when she attempted to move it. Something was still not right. If the nail had worked its way up, there would be some sort of dimpling of the leather. The head of the nail was clearly on top of the strap. It had been nailed down. She pushed the chest back further until all the straps were exposed. The nail head protruded from every single one. "What in the world is this?" Flora asked herself. She stood up and pulled on the first strap. It wouldn't move. She went to the far right strap and pulled on that one. Still, no movement. It wasn't until she had a firm grip on the middle one and pulled with all her might that the floorboard gave way. Flora went flying back onto her butt with a loud thump. She laughed at herself, then scrambled back to the now open floor to look inside. She could not believe what she was seeing. Right there, on the top, was a river of pink. She pulled the object out, held it up in front of her, and started to laugh. A dress. A man's size dress. "Oh, Jacob, I have you now," she heard herself say above the laughter. Flora spent most of the day pulling out treasure after treasure from beneath those attic floorboards. For the first time in 5 years, she could not wait until her husband came home after work. Jacob could see, as he pulled into the garage, that Flora had forgotten to take out the trash. It sat in the same place it had been this morning. The cans had not moved 1 inch from their original spot. "Why can't she just do as she is told?" he heard himself saying inside his head. He gathered his briefcase and coat and left the car. He stood for a moment outside the doorway that led into the kitchen inside. For 30 years, he had come home to this very house. Same house, same door, same life. Nothing ever changed except his anger toward Flora. He remembered when he first met her. Not the prettiest, but there was potential with just the right guidance. Not the most graceful, but again, there was something about the way she moved that made him smile. Now, he could hardly bear coming home to her. It wasn't her, per se. He did love her. But things had changed while Flora remained the same. Same meals, same style clothes, same furniture, same love-making tactics, even the same hairstyle, for Christ's sake. He sighed and turned the doorknob. "Flora? Flora, I'm home!" He didn't stop to wait for a reply. He slammed his briefcase down on the counter and made his way to their living room to look for her. As soon as he came around the corner, he stopped. Everything in his mind raced. He tried to speak, but only one syllable sounds escaped his lips. He felt his whole body go numb. "Flora, is that you?" She had been standing looking away from him. Her hair was down. The dress she had on was hugging her figure tightly, showing off her very shapely butt and thighs. Black stockings clung to her shapely calves. High, black stilettos pushed their sharp edge into the carpet. The back of the dress was open down to the waistline. He could see her shoulders, her spine, her hair clinging to her shoulder blades in tendrils of pure black. Who was this woman? Where was Flora? Where was his dinner? The woman, clad in black and draped in glamour girl fashion, slowly turned around. She had waited for almost forever for this very moment. She knew how this would affect him, make his senses reel, steal his breath away. And she loved the power she felt right now, as she revealed more of the new Flora. Her makeup was perfect. soft yet severe at the same time. The dress she found at the second-hand shop, the shoes at a very little shop next to the mall, her hair. Well, the woman at the beauty shop said, if you want to go for the dramatic effect, then jet black hair was the way to go. Judging from Jacob's breathing, which she could actually hear, it was doing what she hoped it would. She was fully turned around now, and Jacob's chest was going up and down rapidly, the vein in his neck pulsing, his face turning almost red. "Flora," he said in a half whisper. "Oh, Jacob, someone has been a very naughty boy." She almost hissed his name when she spoke. She let her hands drop to her sides and walked toward him, mentally willing herself not to twist her ankle the wrong way and fall to the floor as she approached him. "Naughty boy? What? Who? Flora, what is going on here? Speak, woman." He was getting angry again. He took a few steps toward her. This was not his Flora. This was a joke. What was she trying to pull? Flora put her index finger right up against his chest and started to push back as she moved her body closer, forcing him to back up. The back of Jacob's calves hit the lazy boy. He could feel himself lose his balance. Flora spoke very softly. "I said someone has been a naughty boy. Or should I say, girl?" She pushed him a bit harder and caused him to flop backwards into the chair. He felt and heard the noise at the same time. He couldn't decide if he should turn his head away or look behind him on the chair to see what the noise was. He quickly glanced behind him and promptly wet himself. Flora could not believe it. She burst out laughing. She couldn't stop. The harder she laughed, the better she felt. Jacob had been so entranced by her look and demeanor that he didn't see what was placed on the chair. He was sitting on his dress. His dress. Lace sticking out from between his thighs. Pink tucked up under his suit jacket. His face turned pale, and he visibly gulped. "Look, Flora, I can explain," was all he managed to say. Flora leaned down, placed a blood-red painted nail on his lips, and whispered, "Explain what, little girl?" "I know what you are, Jacob. I found out. And since you want to be a sissy, then, my dear, I will be more than happy to help you be your very best." Her face was cold, yet she smiled at him. There was no warmth in her eyes. Her lips spread over her teeth in a very wicked smile. She stood up as Jacob continued to breathe heavily. "Jacob? I think I want steak tonight. The apron is on the top drawer of the left, so be a good little girl and give Mommy what she wants. And please, dear, clean yourself up. No young lady should have pee stains on her dress." Before he could reply, she turned on her heels and walked down the hall, tossing her head back as she laughed. This story will be continued very soon.